Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mushtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with BJP workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. Says nation is developing rapidly and Bihar is marching shoulder to shoulder in this journey. Campaigning for assembly elections in Bihar heats up. Mahagathbandhan names RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate. Defence Acquisition Council sanctions proposals worth nearly 79,000 crore rupees to boost armed forces' capabilities. India and Bhutan review bilateral security cooperation and border management issues in Thimphu. Russia calls new sanctions by US on its oil industry as counterproductive. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, DLS target revised to 325 runs for New Zealand against India in the rain-affected match in Navi Mumbai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the country is witnessing rapid development and Bihar is marching shoulder to shoulder in this journey. Interacting with workers of BJP NDA virtually under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program this evening, Mr. Modi said development works are going on in the country and in Bihar as there is stable government in both the centre and the state. He said when there is stability, development accelerates.
आज देश में विकास का महायज्ञ चल रहा है और बिहार भी इसमें कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहा है. बिहार में हर एक क्षेत्र में हर एक दिशा में काम हो रहा है. कहीं अस्पताल बन रहे हैं, कहीं नए रेलवे रूट बन रहे हैं, कहीं अच्छे स्कूल बन रहे हैं और इसका बहुत बड़ा कारण ये है कि देश और बिहार में एक स्थिर सरकार है. जब स्थिरता होती है तो विकास तेज होता है.
The Prime Minister said the people of Bihar do not want to let Jungle Raj return under any circumstance. He said after the double-engine government came to power in 2014, a new momentum has come into the development works in Bihar. Mr. Modi said in the coming years, NDA aims to make Bihar a hub of technology.
Science aur technology ka kshetra ho, aviation se space technology tak, fashion technology aur fintech industry ho, ya medical education aur media jaise sectors ho, Bihar ki betiyon ne har jagah apna parcham lehraya hai. RJD ke samay Bihar mein jitne medical college the, aaj usse do guna zyada medical college Bihar mein hai. Andhra ke kareeb naye medical college ban bhi rahe.
The Mahagathbandhan or the Grand Alliance in Bihar Assembly polls has declared Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for the Assembly elections 2025. Congress election observer and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot announced this today at a joint press conference held in Patna.
I can say this after taking into account the opinions of Kharge Sahab, Rahul Gandhi ji and all our colleagues, we have decided that in this election, we will support Tejaswi Yadav ji as the face of our chief ministerial candidate. He is a young leader with a long future ahead of him and from my experience, I can say the public always supports those who have a long future.
The chief of the Vikasshil Insan Party, Mukesh Sahani, has been named as the deputy chief ministerial candidate. The deadline for withdrawal of nominations for the second and last phase of the Bihar Assembly elections ended today for 122 constituencies. In this phase, voting will take place in 20 districts on the 11th of November. Meanwhile, on the last day for withdrawal, several candidates from the Grand Alliance withdrew their nomination papers. In the Babu Barhi constituency of Madhubani district, Bindu Gulab Yadav of the Vikasshil Insan Party or VIP withdrew her nomination in support of the Rashtriya Janata Dal candidate. Similarly, in the Waris Ali Ganj seat of Nawada district, Congress candidate Satish Kumar Mantan withdrew his nomination in favour of RJD candidate Anita Devi. In the Pranpur constituency of Katihar district, Congress candidate Tauqeer Alam also withdrew his nomination in support of RJD's Ishrat Parveen. Meanwhile, for the first phase of elections, NDA leaders have intensified their campaign. From the Janata Dal United, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed election rallies in Daryapur, Maker and Manjhi constituencies of Saran district, and in Patipur of Vaishali district. Leaders of the Grand Alliance, including those from the RJD, Congress, Vikasshil Insan Party and CPI-ML, also addressed election meetings. LJP Ram Vilas President Chirag Paswan addressed a rally in Daroli in Sivan district. More from our correspondent.
BJP National President JP Nadda held election rallies in Aurangabad and Vaisali district in support of NDA candidates. Addressing a public meeting in Patipur in Vaisali, Mr. Nadda said that the NDA has brought Bihar into the mainstream of development. He remarked that the word development does not suit Tejaswi Yadav's mouth because people have faced torture during the regime of Lalu Prasad and Rabri Devi. On the other hand, the Grand Alliance Chief Ministerial Candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said that serving the people of Bihar is his passion and therefore he has prepared a roadmap for the state's development. Senior Congress leader and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot said that the Grand Alliance narrowly missed victory last time, but this time it will return to power. Jan Suraj Party founder Prashant Kishore also addressed election rallies in Gopalganj district. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Election Commission has directed the Chief Electoral Officers or CEOs to finalize their preparations for the special intensive revision in their respective states and UTs. EC's two-day conference of Chief Electoral Officers concluded in New Delhi today. The conference was presided over by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. President Draupadi Murmu has said the power of literacy, education and knowledge has enabled Kerala to be among the leading states on several human development parameters. The president was attending the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of St. Thomas College in Pala in Kerala today. The president added that this century is described as the knowledge century, as knowledge takes society forward and makes it self-reliant.
The 21st century is described as knowledge century. Knowledge that drives innovation, takes a society forward and makes it self-reliant. The power of literacy, education and knowledge has enabled Kerala to be among the leading states on several human development parameters.
Earlier today, the president unveiled the bust of former president K.R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan in Thiruvananthapuram. The GST Budget Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST reforms in the automobile sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have brought significant benefits to the automobile and allied sectors by reducing tax burdens and making vehicles and components more affordable. Under the new tax structure, the GST on two-wheelers up to 350cc has been lowered from 28% to 18%, enhancing their accessibility for the common man. Tractors with engines below 1800cc now attract only 5% GST compared to the previous 12%, offering major relief to the agriculture sector. To promote public transport, GST on buses with a seating capacity of more than 10 persons has been reduced to 18%. Similarly, the tax on cars with petrol engines under 1200cc and diesel engines under 1500cc has been brought down from 28% to 18%. This reduction has led to a notable decrease in the car prices, making them more affordable for the general public. The GST rationalization in the automobile sector reflects the government's commitment to driving growth and innovation, boosting MSME participation, and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to News at 9. The Defence Acquisition Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, today cleared proposals worth nearly 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capability of the armed forces. The Defence Ministry, in a statement, informed that for the Indian Army, acceptance of necessity was accorded for the procurement of Nag missile system, ground-based mobile ELINT system, and high-mobility vehicles with material handling crane. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today released the Defence Procurement Manual, or DPM 2025, in New Delhi. The new DPM will be effective from the 1st of next month, which will facilitate the revenue procurement amounting to approximately 1 lakh crore rupees by the three services and other establishments under the Ministry of Defence. To ensure passenger convenience, Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav today reviewed the status of special trains running during the festive season from the War Room at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi. He interacted with officials and took stock of the railway's preparations ahead of Chhath Puja. The War Room has been set up to monitor and manage the festival rush at railway stations. India and Bhutan reviewed bilateral security cooperation and border management issues, including mobile signal spillover, future roadmap for integrated checkpost, maintenance of boundary pillars, and cross-border movement during the 14th India-Bhutan meeting on border management and security. The meeting was held in Thimphu from the 16th to 17th of October. The Indian delegation was led by Secretary, Department of Border Management, Dr. Rajendra Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit on the 26th of this month at the invitation of Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he congratulated his Malaysian counterpart, Anwar Ibrahim, on Malaysia assuming the ASEAN chairmanship. The Prime Minister also conveyed his wishes for the success of the upcoming summit and reaffirmed his commitment to further deepening of the ASEAN-India Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Russia has said new sanctions on its oil industry by the United States risked hurting diplomatic efforts to end the Ukraine war. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova told a news conference in Moscow today that Russia has developed a strong immunity to sanctions, warning that such actions will harm the global economy more than Moscow. She said Moscow is open to continuing contacts with the US for finding a settlement for the Ukrainian issue, while asserting that Washington's punitive measures will not succeed in forcing Russia to compromise on its national interests. Meanwhile, the European Union today announced in Brussels its latest sanctions package against Russia. The 17th tranche of Rozgar Mela will be held tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute appointment letters to more than 51,000 candidates in 40 locations across the country. Union Ministers Dr. L. Murugan, Pratap Rao Jadhav and Pankaj Chaudhary will distribute appointment letters in different cities of Tamil Nadu. On to sports now. In ICC Women's ODI World Cup cricket, Pratika Rawal and Smriti Mandhana scored brilliant centuries as Indian women posted a massive total of 340 for 3 in 49 overs against New Zealand in the rain-affected match in Navi Mumbai. Mandhana scored 109 while Pratika Rawal scored 122 as they made a record-breaking 212-run opening partnership, the highest for India in Women's World Cup history. The match has been reduced to 44 overs a side due to rain. Revised DLS target for New Zealand is 325 runs in 44 overs. In reply, New Zealand were 51 for 2 in 9 overs. In men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 2 wickets in the second ODI at Adelaide to take an unassailable lead in the 3-match series. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi interacts with BJP workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program, says nation is developing rapidly and Bihar is marching shoulder to shoulder in this journey. Campaigning for assembly elections in Bihar heats up. Defence Acquisition Council sanctions proposals worth nearly 79,000 crore rupees to boost armed forces' capabilities. India and Bhutan review bilateral security cooperation and border management issues in Thimphu. Russia calls new sanctions by US on its oil industry as counterproductive. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, DLS target revised to 325 runs for New Zealand against India in the rain-affected match in Mumbai. Good night. That's all in News at 9.